On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Josh Coop.
Our main news this lunchtime is about Britain leaving the European Union. It's been 9 months now since the referendum. Today, the government's made the first official step of making it happen by triggering Article 50.
We are going to take control of the things that matter most to us. And we are going to take this opportunity to build a stronger, fairer Britain. A country that our children and grandchildren are proud to call home.
As the Prime Minister speaking in the House of Commons a short time ago, Theresa May says she'll represent every person in the UK, including EU nationals. She's also sent a letter to the European Council President Donald Tusk setting out her plans for Brexit. Let's hear more from our politics editor, Paul Francis.
This is not just a UK negotiation, it's a negotiation between the UK and the remaining member states. And there's lots of complicated discussions and negotiations to be had before it's finalised.
Well, it means politicians now have 2 years to agree a deal with the European Union. In Kent, 59% of us voted to leave. More about what it means for us from Sky's Sophie Ridge, who's in Dover today.
Home of those famous white cliffs and the busy port, the closest port in the UK to mainland Europe. Now, I'm joined by Nathaniel Richards, the founder of Nifty's, which is a social supermarket offering subsidised food to people. You voted Remain in that EU referendum, but of course the hard work really starts here because this is where the negotiations begin. What are you hoping from the government?
I'm hoping the government actually get their act together and be a bit more open and honest with the British public, because from day one, from the day when the referendum campaigning started, neither side were either upfront or honest about it and really just confused everything about the whole what we're going to get out of the referendum if it goes either way.
And we want your thoughts and feelings on this too. What do you want from the deal with the European Union? You can tweet us at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
There's going to be 2 major reviews into security around Westminster after last week's terror attack. 4 people were killed by Dartford-born Khalid Massoud, who drove into crowds before stabbing a police officer. Here's the House of Commons Speaker John Bercow.
The Lord Speaker and I are commissioning an external independent review of how the perimeter of the parliamentary estate, including outbuildings, is secured and protected to produce a preliminary report by the end of April.
Well, meanwhile, events will take place in the capital later to remember those caught up in last Wednesday's attack. A man who was arrested in Italy is due in court this afternoon, accused of an alleged rape in Ramsgate. The 24-year-old from Herne Bay was extradited back here to Kent last month after police secured a European arrest warrant. He's been charged in connection with an attack in the North Down Road area last September. A teenager has been charged with assault and carrying a lock knife after a man was attacked outside a nightclub in Sittingbourne. It's said to have happened on the High Street last month. The 18-year-old from Faversham has been released on bail until May. And Kent's biggest landlord, who banned Asian people because he thinks they smell of curry, is going to be investigated. Fergus Wilson is defending his decision today after an email he sent to a letting agent was leaked to journalists. The 69-year-old from Baltham and Chelsea near Maidstone says he's not racist. He's been telling KMFM it's simply an economic decision.
The smell gets into the carpet. You cannot get rid of it. There's a machine called a defogging machine which we purchased. At the end of 6 months or so, you get rid of the smell. But you've got to understand from our point of view, you've got a property laying empty. All the hassle of getting it done.
You can hear more from Fergus at kentonline.co.uk. The Equality and Human Rights Commission, meanwhile, says it's planning to take legal action.
KMFM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Quick check on this lunchtime sports news now. Here's Lucy.
The chairman of anti-racism group Kick It Out, Lord Ousley, says he'll quit unless more is done to increase the number of black coaches and managers. He's recently been critical of proposed reforms to increase diversity at the Football Association, describing them as superficial. Lord Ousley says there are plenty of black ex-footballers who deserve a chance.
If all the black players decided they ain't going to play tomorrow, they're going to have to do something about it. There's no football. Okay, I'm not trying to advocate a strike, but what I'm saying, people need to recognise how powerful they are. After they've finished playing football and they've qualified as coaches, they can't get a job. They ain't got no power. They've got power when they're playing.
Elsewhere, West Ham co-chairman David Gold wants to see video technology introduced in the Premier League after a success in last night's friendly between Spain and France in Paris. The home side had a goal ruled out for offside, while Spain's second strike in their 2-0 victory was eventually allowed to stand after intervention from the video assistant referee. The Football Association wants to use the system in next season's FA Cup.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
Dry and bright across Kent this afternoon. Highs of 15 in Tunbridge, 14 in Canterbury.
Weather.
With Home Plus, oak and painted hardwood furniture.